Hi all, I'm going to read a book, Think Like a Monk, and the chapter is Visualize. Meditation. During meditation, monks use visualization for the mind. When we close our eyes and walk our mind to another place and time, we have the opportunity to heal the past and prepare for the future. In the next three chapters, we are going to embark on a journey to transform the way we see ourselves and our unique purpose in the world. While we do so, we will use the power of visualization to assist us. Using visualization, we can revisit the past, editing the narrative we tell ourselves about our history. Imagine you hated the last thing you said to a parent who passed away. Seeing yourself in your mind's eye telling your parent how much you loved them doesn't change the past, but unlike nostalgia and regret, it starts the healing. And if you envision your hopes, dreams, and fears of the future, you can process feelings before they can happen. Strengthening yourself to take on new challenges. Before giving a speech, I often prepare by visualizing myself going on stage to deliver it. Think of it this way. Anything you see in the man-made world, this book, a table, a clock, whatever it is, it existed in someone's mind before it came to be. In order to create something, we have to imagine it. This is why visualization is so important. Whatever we build internally can be built externally. Everyone visualizes in daily life. Meditation is an opportunity to make this inclination deliberate and productive. Past or future, big or small, you can use visualization to extract the energy from a situation and bring it into your reality. For example, if you meditate on a place where you feel happy and relaxed, your breath and pulse shift. Your energy changes and you draw that feeling into your reality. Visualization activates the same brain networks as actually doing the task. Scientists at the Cleveland Clinic showed that people who imagine contracting a muscle in their little finger over 12 weeks increased its strength by almost as much as people who did actual finger exercise over the same period of time. Our efforts are the same. Visualization creates real changes in our bodies. I have mentioned that we can meditate anywhere. Visualization can help you bring yourself into relaxation no matter what chaos surrounds you. Once I took a 2 to 3 day train trip from Mumbai to South India on a crowded, filthy train. I found it tough to meditate and said to my teacher, I'm not going to meditate right now. I'll do it when we stop or when it's calmer. My teacher asked, why? I said, because that's what we do at the ashram. I was used to meditating in the serene ashram surrounded by a lake and benches and trees. He said, do you think the time of death will be calm? If you can't meditate now, how will you meditate then? I realized that we were being trained to meditate in peace so that we could meditate in chaos. Since then, I have meditated in planes, in the middle of New York City, in Hollywood. There are distractions, of course, but meditation doesn't eliminate distractions, it manages them. When I guide a meditation, I often begin by saying, if your mind wanders, return to your regular breathing pattern. Don't get frustrated or annoyed. Just gently and softly bring your attention back to your breathing. Visualization or mantra meditation is not broken when you are distracted. It is broken when you let yourself pursue the distracting thoughts or lose your concentration and think, oh, I'm so bad at this. Part of practice of meditation is to observe the thought. Let it be. Then come back to what you were focusing on. If it isn't hard, you are not doing it right. One important note, we want to choose positive visualizations. Negative visualizations trap us in painful thoughts and images. Yeah, the bad in us emerges in meditation. But there's no benefit to imagining ourselves trapped in a gloomy maze. The whole point is to visualize a path out of darkness. There are two kinds of visualization, set and exploratory. In a set visualization, someone verbally guides you through a place. You are at a beach, you feel the sand beneath your feet, you see a blue sky and you hear seagulls and the crash of waves. An exploratory visualization asks you to come up with your own details. If I ask meditation client to imagine the place where they feel most at ease, one might see herself riding a bike on a seaside trail, while another might summon a tree house from his childhood. Try this visualization. Here are a few visualizations you can try. I also encourage you to go online to download an app or to visit a meditation center. There are plenty of options out there to help you practice. For the visualization exercises I describe below, begin your practice with the following steps. Find a comfortable position, sitting in a chair, sitting upright with a cushion or lying down. Close your eyes, lower your gaze. Make yourself comfortable in this position. Bring your awareness to calm, balance, ease, stillness and peace. Whenever your mind wanders, just gently, softly bring it back to calm, balance, ease, stillness and peace. Body scan. Bring your awareness to your natural breathing pattern. Breathe in and out. Bring your awareness to your body. Become aware of where it touches the ground, seat and where it doesn't. You may find that your heels touch the ground but your arches don't, or your lower back touches the bed or mat but your middle back is slightly raised. Become aware of all of these subtle connections. Now begin to scan your body. Bring your awareness to your feet. Scan your toes, your arches, your ankles, your heels. Become aware of the different sensations you may feel. You may feel relaxed or you may feel pain, pressure, tingling or something totally different. Become aware of it, then visualize that you are breathing in positive, uplifting, healing energy and breathing out any negative, toxic energy. Now move upwards to your legs, calves, shin and knees. Again, just scan and observe the sensation. Whenever your mind wanders, gently and softly bring it back to your body. No force or pressure, no judgment. At some point, you may come across pain where you were not aware of before. Be present with that pain, observe it, and again, breathe into it in 3 times and breathe out 3 times. You can also express gratitude for different parts of your body as you scan them. Do this all the way to the tip of your head. You can move as slowly as quickly as you like, but don't rush. Create a sacred space. Visualize yourself in a place that makes you feel calm and relaxed. It might be a beach, a nature walk, a garden, or the top of a mountain. Feel the ground, sand, or water beneath your feet as you walk in this space. Without opening your eyes, look left. What do you notice? Observe it and keep walking. Look right. What do you notice? Observe it and keep walking. Become aware of the colors, the textures, the distances around you. What can you hear? The sounds of birds, water, air. Feel the air and wind on your face. Find a calm, comfortable place to sit down. Breathe in the calm, balance, ease, stillness and peace. Breathe out the stress, pressure, negativity. Go to this place whenever you feel you need to relax. Presence and mental picture. Often the mental picture we have form simply from the repetition of an activity rather than because we have chosen them. Visualization can be used to intentionally turn a moment into memory. Use this visualization to create a memory or to capture joy, happiness and purpose. It can also be used to deeply connect with an old memory, returning to a time and place when you felt joy, happiness and purpose. If you are creating a memory, keep your eyes open. If you are reconnecting, then close them. I use an anti-anxiety technique called 5-4-3-2-1. We are going to find 5 things you can see, 4 things you can touch, 3 things you can hear, two things you can smell and one thing you can taste. First, find five things you can see. Once you have found out all the five things, give your attention to one at a time, moving your focus from one to the next. Now, find four things you can touch. Imagine you are touching them, feeling them, notice the different texture. Move your focus from one to the next. Find three things you can hear. Move your focus from one to the next. Find two things you can smell. Is it flower? Is it water? Is it nothing? Move your focus from one to the next. Find one thing you can taste. Now that you have attended to every senses, breathe in the joy and happiness. Take it inside your body. Let yourself smile naturally in response to how it makes you feel. You have now captured this moment forever and can return to it anytime through visualization.